Matsu ben Kalib, or else you found it in between your own Kalim that you have in your house, like your own private Kalim. Safilu Lizman Marub, even if you find it a long time from now, still it's kosher. Because since it was found with these other Kalim, since those for sure are yours, you have a right to say this is still your get. Itma would not like this. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha, what's the halacha? How long is called la'alter? Shelo Yisho Odom Shom. As long as you know that nobody stayed there, nobody like passed, not only as somebody didn't pass by and he didn't stay there. As long as somebody didn't sure rest there, wait there, then we're not afraid it fell from him. Rabba Barbachon Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Bashmuel, Halacha, what's the halacha? Shelo Over Odom Shom. As long as nobody passed by there. So the Gemara Lema, why don't we say Mar Halacha Kamar, Mar Halacha Kamar? Like, why don't you say you hold like him? We had names before. So why don't you say exactly like who you hold like? So the Gemara answers, Mishum Diavchalhu, because some changed around the names. So therefore, we didn't want to say he holds like him or like him. He'd rather say, Klo, what shear was given? Whether shear just done anybody passed by, or whether shear that somebody waited there. Then the Mishnah ends off and says, Motso b'chafisai b'dluskumo, then you could return at the Mishnah and use the get. My chafis, what's chafisa mean? Omarava barbachona, chamas ketan, like a small flask. And you have a simon that small flask was yours, and you found the get next to it, so therefore it's alright, this is still your get. My d'luskumo, taliko desabi. Another title of a kli, like a box that's used by old people, the sabi of old people. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Dav Chof Ches Somer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hamei v'get, if a shliach brings a get. In other words, the husband sends the get with a shliach to give to his wife. V'henich hazaken, and when the shliach left the husband, he was an old man. Oichol, or else the husband was sick. Still, the loch is, noisin lo b'ches keshukayim. Even though we'll take the shliach now 2 or 3 weeks till he gets to his wife, and by the time he gets to his wife, maybe we should be afraid, maybe the husband died already, so the get is no good. The Mishnah says, no, we're not afraid about that, because you could give it the cheskes shukayim. That's called the cheskes, that the husband is still alive, that's called the cheskes chai. Since when you left him, he was alive, you have a right to say he's still alive right now. And the difference is, if there'll be a mitzvah yibum or not. Like this, if the husband dies without giving his wife a get, if they have no children, there's a mitzvah of yibum. She can't remarry before they make yibum or chalitza. But now that the husband sent a get, the lachra, she's mugereshes, she could remarry without yibum. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that we still say the husband is alive, it's the cheskas shokayim. Then the Mishnah says another case, what's going to be the lach about a bas Yisrael hanesuyu l'kayin? A regular bas Yisrael that was married to a kayin, that the halacha is, kol zaman she's married, she's an eshes kohen, she's allowed to eat truma because of her husband. Now, v'holach b'al l'mdinas hayom, her husband went on a trip, he went over the ocean. The halacha is still oicheles b'truma, she's allowed to continue eating truma now, b'ches kashukayim, she's allowed to take on and say, like, most probably my husband is still alive, therefore even though she has no children, she's allowed to eat truma because of her husband. And the third halacha is, what about hashaleach chatosim in medina sayom? A person that did a chet, let's say he ate chelev or he ate, drank dam, the halacha is, he's chayiv a korban, if he did a bishoygi, he's chayiv to send the chatos. So he did the averim in medina sayom outside Eretz Yisrael, now he sends his korban with a shliach to bring it to the kohen in Yerushalayim by the Beis Hamikdash, and he should bring it for them. So the halacha is, makriven oisa b'ches keshrukayim. When the kohen receives this korban, the kohen is allowed to bring it. Even though there's a halacha that by a chatis, if the owner dies, the korban is also lemisa ozla, you're not allowed to bring the korban. Still, the kohen has a right to say that most probably the owner is still alive, he's b'ches keshrukayim, therefore the kohen is allowed to bring this korban, it's not called chulin le'azaro. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Loi shonu, when does the Mishnah say that this person, the husband, still has a cheskas chai, el zoken shlehigil legvurus? The Mishnah says an old man means though he did not reach legvurus, means he did not reach 80 years old yet. And hu adin v'choyla, a choyla sick person, shiroiv choylam l'chaim. Such a sickness that most people get well from that sickness. Then he still has a cheskas chai. Al zoken shlehigil legvurus. But if you left, when the shliach left, the husband was already 80 years old, he reached gevuros, or else vagoisis, the husband was very, very sick. Vagoisis means he's about to die, like sheroi vagoisis and lemisa, that most people that reach this stage of vagoisis do die, then the shliach has no right to give over the get if it takes him a while, because then there's no cheskes chai, something went wrong here. We have no machazokah to say the husband is still alive. We have to be afraid maybe he died already by the time you give over the get. And this the Gemara says, Eis fei Abaye, Abaye yes the kasha to Rava. It says, Halocha hamei viget v'niach zokein, afilu ben meya shana, noisen lo becheska shukayim. Here it says, if the shliach has taken a get to give to the husband's wife, and when the shliach left, the husband was 100 years old, still the shliach has the right to give it over to the wife. So the Guru Tiyufta, there's a kasha and Rava. You see, even though he's more than 80 years old, still he has a cheskes chai. So one teretz is, we slug up Rava, true, no matter how old he is, still he has a cheskes chai. V'boy yisem, another teretz is no, maybe there's no kasha and Rava. I'll tell you, here it's different, that kivan, the iflik, since he lived so long, he reached 100, then we don't know, he loses his reyes, so he's going to die soon. Like once they let him live this long, he may even live longer. So Rashi explains, from after 80 until 90, you have no cheskes chai. But once a person reaches 90, from then on, we say, since he lived that long, he's going to live, and therefore he still has his cheskes chai. Romi lei Abaye l'Rabba. So Abaye is the kasha now to Rabba. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that hamei v'get, if a shliach brings a get, v'henichoi zoken oicholo, is noisen lo becheskes shukayim. He has the right to give over the get and still say the husband is still alive. Or Remina will have a kasha on this. We have learned halachom, harei ze gitcho, shurachas koidim lemisosoi, if a husband gives his wife a get, and tells her clearly, I'm giving you this get that it should be chal, it should first take place, like an hour before he dies. In other words, really he still wants to live with his wife. He's just afraid that maybe he will die, and they have no children, and there's a brother around, so he's just afraid he doesn't want his wife to have to go through yibum. Therefore, he gives her the get and tells her that this get should first take a place an hour before he dies. So up until then, they're still married. Just in case he dies, the get will be chal a little bit before that. So loch in such a case is that asur lecho betruma miyad, even though he's a kohen, see his wife now, the Ashes kohen, she is not allowed to eat truma right now. Right now, she can't eat truma. Because we have to be afraid maybe he's going to die soon, and it comes out to get his chal an hour before that, so maybe right now she's megareshes, so menasofa she's not lari truma. So you see that we are afraid the person died. So Akanal Mishnah says, no, there's a cheskes chai. So the Gemara answers, Omalei, so he answered back, truma agitin karamis, you're asking me a kasha from Hilchas truma to Hilchas gitin? I'll tell you, truma efsha. By truma, even though midiraisa, maybe there's a cheskes chai. But midirabanan, though, we have to be afraid maybe he's going to die, and therefore we don't let her eat truma. Because it's efsher. It's possible for her to live without eating truma. Let her only eat chula now. But get, by the case of a get here, lo yefsher, there's no way out. A get wouldn't going to be afraid that maybe the husband died. Anytime you send a get with a shliach, it'll always be a suffix if the get is chalanat. And she remained like an aguna, she doesn't know if she has to have yibum or not yibum. So therefore, the Rabbanan did not make any cheshash. The Rabbanan left her to say there is a cheskes chai. So therefore, you can't ask the question from Hilchas Truma to Hilchas Gittin. So this the Gemara says, okay, but I'll tell you, Koram is Truma. Gemara says, V'rami Truma, Truma. I'll ask your kasha, though, from Hilchas Truma and Hilchas Truma. Tanan. We learned Alocha that the Bas Yisrael Hanasun Lakayin, a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kayin. So right now she's Ladi Truma. But for Holach Bailalum Dinas Hayom, her husband left her and went on a trip, went over the ocean. The Locha is a Cheles Betruma Becheska Shukayim. She has a right, the wife has a right to continue eating Truma because she has a right to say her husband is still alive. So here we say that even by Truma there's a Cheskes Chai, the Kayin is still alive. Therefore, she's allowed to eat truma, even though her husband left her. Or Remino will have a kasher on this. We just learned halacha is harei ze gitcha, if a koyin gives his wife a get and tells her that this get should be chal shoach as koydim isosoi 1 hour before he dies. Halacha is right now asur lecha betruma miyad. She has to stop eating truma right now. She can't eat truma. We have to be afraid. Maybe he's going to die. So what's the steer on truma and truma? Are we afraid he's going to die or not? So the Gemara answers, Omer of Adab, Rabbi Yitzchak, Atay Shani Hosam. Here it's different. Sharei Osr Olov Shor Achas Kodu Misosai. Because here the get is supposed to take place an hour before he dies. So since it's a little bit earlier than he's going to die, this we are afraid of. Which is a very shver of terror, like the Gemara soon asked, like what kind of svar is this? Mask of Lora of Papa. Mi mai di iu mai is bereisha. Who says that the husband, the kohen, will die first? Dilma I mai si bereisha. Maybe she'll die first. Like, what are you telling me now that an hour beforehand, that we're more afraid? If it's a question about more or less, so the chalal, why are we so afraid then that he's going to die first to say that she can't eat truma? Let's say no. Let's say anyway that maybe she'll die first. That means kol zaman she's alive, the husband will also be alive. So what kind of swear is this? Are we afraid he's going to die or not? Are we afraid he's going to die? Here's the way Rashi explains it. Like, what's the difference that's going to take place an hour beforehand? So what? Are we afraid or are we not afraid? So the Gemara says, El Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, like Kash, there's no stira. I'll tell you what's the machlokes tanoim. Hor Rebbe Meir, Teloi Chayish Lemisa, according to Rebbe Meir, Shittur is a cheskas chai, we're not afraid somebody's going to die. True, we'll soon see Rebbe Meir's din, and Hor Rebbe Yudha, the Chayish Lemisa. And the other price that it says, no, she's not allowed to eat truma, she has to be afraid maybe her husband will die, that goes according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita. That we're afraid something will die, something will break, there's no cheskas chai. The Tanan, we learned like this, we had this Gemara before. If somebody goes to buy wine off a kusi, which we know for sure did not take off truma semaisois, and you want to go drink the wine now in this barrel, and you have nothing to pour it into to take off the truma semaisois, so how do you separate it right now when the wine is still in the barrel? So Rameh holds, Oime, you have a right to say, Shnei lugin shani yosel hafrish, two lugin that I'm going to separate, harehen truma. They have a locha like truma right now, and tomorrow I'll separate it. Asara, 1/10 here, is maiserishin. Tisha, 9/10 is... Yeah, 9/10, yeah, 9, is 9, that means like 1/10 or less, is maiserishini, becomes maiserishini. Or meichel b'shoisa. This maiserishini could be poida. Meichel means be poida with here on the money you have in your house. And v'shoyis, it says, you'll have to drink this wine right now, give a Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's shita. We have before, you can be saying, Chambreira, the wine that you separate tomorrow, that's going to be the real truma, that's going to be the real meiser, and therefore what you're drinking now is pure chulin, you'll have to drink it. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Isrin, they both hold, no, it's also, you're not allowed to drink the wine right now. And the Gemara came out before that everybody agrees you hold Yesh Breira over here. The decision later would help be from before. So why do they say you can't drink the wine? Because they say, like we said before, you have to be afraid maybe the barrel will break. And if the barrel breaks, that's like we're afraid it's going to die, you won't be able to be mad for Trumer anymore. So then for sure right now you can't save Rera. Therefore right now we have to be afraid the wine will remain Tevel. That's why you can't drink it. So see, it's a machlokes here. Are we afraid the barrel will break? Or we say, no, the barrel won't break. Somewhere wants to say, that's the same machlekes. Are you afraid a person will die? Or we're not afraid a person will die. Is there a cheskas chai or not? So these two brises here, the one that says she cannot eat truma, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Rabbi Yosef Shita, that we are afraid lemisa, the barrel will break. And the brise our Mishnah, the brise that says, no, she's allowed to eat truma, that goes according to Rabbi Meir. Rav Amar, Rav says another terrace. Rav Amar, tell you, Shem,